Hello, dear South Brunswick parents, students, staff, administrators. My name is Susie Ismail, and I am with the nonprofit organization Cornerstone. For those of you who are celebrating Ramadan, I want to wish you a very, very happy Ramadan. For those of you who may be struggling with a great deal of the stress and the anxiety and the fear, along with the illness and the uncertainty that plagues our communities right now due to COVID-19, due to this pandemic. I want to really extend my greatest sympathies to all of us. And in terms of recognizing that we are all in this together and that it's difficult, it's not easy on any of us. But I do want to thank Merrill and Kara and so many of the others who have been working behind the scenes on putting together this South Brunswick High School virtual mental health fair, since it's a topic that's incredibly important that needs to be addressed, especially during these times of uncertainty. So, just a little bit about what we do at Cornerstone. We are a faith-based communication counseling center. We have five offices in New Jersey. We also offer virtual counseling through Skype, FaceTime, phone counseling. We have offices around the US and several other states, and we have offices internationally as well. We focus on faith-based relational communication counseling, which is a little bit different than the traditional mental health therapeutic paradigm. We look at the intrapersonal, how someone speaks to themselves, the interpersonal, how that self-talk reflects in connections with others and the way that we communicate with others, the dyadic, the communication between two individuals. We look at the family communication. We look at youth communication in terms of relationships, in terms of identity, in terms of sexuality. And so we try to work with families, with youth, with anyone who is struggling through issues of identity, of relationships, of difficulty in terms of spirituality or faith to help resolve those difficulties by understanding relationships better, the relationship between self and spirituality, the relationship between self and self-image and self-view, the relationship between self and family, between self and friends, between self and society, between self and social media. And we address whatever difficulty someone's going through from those angles. So the topic that I wanted to speak to you today about is a strategy that we often use in our approach of integrating a faith-based perspective along with working on whatever self-talk or self-communication may be occurring that's detrimental and getting individuals to get to a better place in dealing with that self-talk. I know, again, for many of us, the anxiety at this point in time is overwhelming. For our children, not being in school, not having access to the day-to-day life. For us as parents, struggling with finances, the uncertainty of it all, maybe struggling within our home in a marital situation, which is tenacious at best and very volatile, at worst, that all these things can be very difficult and can add layers of stress. So one exercise that we recommend to our clients, it's called a grounding exercise. And you may have heard from some of the other mental health therapists, ideas of mindfulness exercises and grounding techniques. As I mentioned, our therapeutic interventions are a little bit different since we're not mental health providers. We are faith-based communication interventionists. We focus on using grounding techniques that reconnect us from a faith-based and spiritual perspective as well. So, for example, a common technique that is used in mental therapy, mental health therapy, is the 5-4-3-2-1 method. And essentially, all this requires you to do is to engage all of your senses to bring you back to the moment, to stop the runaway train of detrimental thoughts, to reel that in, and to reestablish your connection with the present. So one way that we like to implement the 5-4-3-2-1 method is to utilize, first the senses of sight, to look around and identify what it is that you see around you. Then to utilize the sense of touch. And again, from a faith-based perspective, if you tend to pray and seek a spiritual connection through prostration, then in that moment of touch, by placing your hands on the ground, by placing your forehead to the ground, that in itself can be a grounding technique. If you tend to pray by clasping your hands together, and this is a way that you find peace, pressurizing those touch points and ensuring that you truly feel that spiritual connection, we believe connects you with the socio-emotional well-being as well. If you're praying with your hands open, again, using those pressure points and really feeling that touch. Touching, you know, your clothing, feeling the softness of it. Touching your table, feeling what it feels like. But engaging with four elements of touch points. Then it's three deep inhalations, three things you can smell. So really taking a deep breath and thinking about what it is that you can smell. You know, I smell something baking. I smell a scent of perfume. And then after the three things of smelling, at that point, it's two things of hearing. So sitting in silence and really listening. Maybe you're going to hear the hum of the refrigerator. Maybe you'll hear a car driving outside, but really allowing that sense to settle in. And then finally, the last aspect of the grounding technique is tasting. So a lot of our clients and our younger clients in particular like to use the Sour Patch Kids or Warheads or something that's very strong. Sometimes it's a chili pepper or an ice cube, and place that on your tongue and allow the sensation to move through you. So I hope this, you know, small introduction to a grounding technique, the 5-4-3-2-1 method, is something that you can use that can help you through this anxious time, this difficult time. I do hope that if you're interested in learning more about Cornerstone, you'll visit our website at www.cornercounseling.com. Again, my name is Susie Ismail, and I do hope that I can be of service to you sometime down the road or anytime you might need to reach out. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day, and I truly thank again South Brunswick High School for putting this program together.